Welcome to the Happier People Podcast, Day 71, here with me, Jerry Banfield. What I'm showing you today is the best Facebook ad I've ever created out of more than 10,000 plus ads on Facebook, out of over $100,000 spent in advertising on Facebook. I'm going to show you the best ad I've ever created. Now, I'm grateful today. I am back. Yes, I'm back in black. Come on. I am advertising on Facebook again after taking more than a month off and being known as the Facebook ads guy online. So it's time to show you the very best ad format. This is the very best ad format I've found. Now, there's nothing super special about any part of the ad. It's got a simple call to action here, and I'm showing you an ad currently that's set up in the best ad format I ever ran because I actually can't even access the ad. I made so many new ads, I had to delete all my old ads. You can only have 5,000 ads in one ads manager. So technically, I've had to delete my best ad. After a month after not advertising on Facebook, I remembered the best single Facebook ad I ever ran. And this is what it did. So I've got a new one that replicates the exact same format. And this is what it does. It has a very simple call to action here. It just says get 100 paid video classes free. And then it has links here. But here's the key part of the ad. Let me show you what's happening on my website. I'm making a really, really, really good free offer. Now, this is the essential part of the ad. This is what I did in my very best Facebook ad ever. I made a really, really good free offer. And what did I offer in my actual Facebook ad? I offered my course on Facebook ads, my complete Facebook ads course for free. So yes, you might think, what did you do again? Tell me, I don't know. I went and made a several hour HD video course about Facebook ads and marketing. I made it and then I couldn't sell it. This was in 2014. The best Facebook ad I've ever ran was in April or so 2014. I made this HD video course. Hours of HD videos on Facebook ads. Brand new. It was the best thing anyone had on Facebook ads online then. It showed how to get really cheap Facebook likes using Facebook ads, and it showed how to go through and set up ads. All screen capture tutorials, all brand new. And after months of being frustrated not selling it, I finally said, screw it. I'm going to give this course away. I'll just give it away. And not only that, I'm going to pay Facebook to show this ad to people so that people will redeem the coupons. I gave away thousands of free coupons to my brand new video course using Facebook ads in the exact same kind of format I'm doing in this ad here. I gave away thousands of free coupons. Now, the free coupons themselves didn't do anything. That didn't make me any money. But what happened? The follow-up from that Facebook ad was incredible. The students who enrolled left reviews, they gave me feedback, and those free students led to my course becoming the top Facebook ads course on Udemy, and that top Facebook ads course led to me doing all kinds of things on Udemy, making millions of dollars of sales. Now, after a month of not advertising on Facebook, I got this insight, and it was yesterday or the day before. I got out of bed, and I realized, wow, the best ad I ever ran gave away all of my courses for free. At the time, I only had one. And then it hit me. I need to do the same thing again. And that's the only Facebook ad I need to run. I need to run a Facebook ad that gives away all of my courses for free. So guess what I'm doing? I've got a Facebook ad up that gives away all of my courses for free. And I'm going to test different formats. I may test doing this completely on Facebook so people don't even have to come to my website. So I've got an ad up on Facebook and there's a link in the description. You can go redeem this offer. I have all of my 68 paid courses are all available totally for free. And that, to me, is the very most powerful thing to do on Facebook ads. Make an amazing free offer. Make a really good free offer, but not a free offer that you're going to have to follow up and convert with email over months and struggle and work hard to get someone to actually redeem and care about. For example, if you make some lame get my ebook free offer and you have to sign up for my email list first to even redeem it, I say lame because I never do that. I don't get anyone else's ebook for free. I think that's lame. Maybe I'm lame for thinking that's lame. That's fair. The problem with doing that is of the follow-up I'm going to show you. So the actual free redemptions in my Udemy course were worthless in a sense of making money. That didn't do anything. I didn't make any great leap forward. So I'm showing you all the free courses I'm giving away on this page. Here's where the real opportunity comes in, though. So look, I just started this ad yesterday. I'll show you the ads up here. And I'm going to go through and show you all the things in here. I hope if you don't care about Facebook ads and you're just listening to this for my podcast or my vlog, that you see the inspirational part or the practical part I'm getting at for this here. So the intended consequence is to get a snowball effect going. So what is a bunch of free students going to do for enrolling in my Skillshare classes? Not much by itself, but put all of them together. Now look at my Skillshare enrollments over the last month. You'll see each day there's been 30 or 50, 20, 70. Now look at yesterday when I started this Facebook ad. 753 new enrollments yesterday. Now that is really good. That's what we're trying to do. That is what I'm looking for. Because one of the main Skillshare ranking factors is how many students your classes have. So guess what? I'm giving away all my classes in here, which you might think in the short term, while you're losing your chance to get all your revenue and your minutes watched and then you're paying to do that. This is what I'm doing. I want hundreds, if not thousands, of new students in my Skillshare classes every day. I don't care if they don't make me any money or not. I want that snowball effect going. That course then with 500 students instead of 100 will pick up more and more and more students. And I want to get people learning with me even if I don't make any money right away. And I've got a built-in angle here. Of course, I have a referral. My Skillshare referral link is built into every one of these redemptions. So if someone signs up on Skillshare and watches a bunch of my classes for free and then decides they want to convert to a premium member, then I get $10 every time that happens. So this ad system with Skillshare is even better than the free coupon system with Udemy because I have a chance to convert free referrals all day. So I'm spending $10 a day right now to get 500 plus extra enrollments. So all I have to do is convert two enrollments a day. And in the short, immediate term, I make double. I get $20 for $10 in ad spend. Well, that's not exceptional. That's not the best ad ever. Add that up over time. Add all those students together. And then when I release a new Skillshare class, then I've got a good chance at actually getting a lot more premium minutes watched over this. So the point of showing you this is to show you this is the very best of what I've found works on Facebook. Make a really good free offer. Make a free offer that's 100 times better than what anyone else is giving away. Don't just give away one ebook. Give away all your ebooks. Give away all 12 of your ebooks. Don't just give away one video class. Give away 68 video classes. Make a free offer that sounds stupid. You can't give away your assets. You can't, these video classes, these are your money makers. You can't give all these away. I'm giving them all away. And look, you can go get them. They're listed on free courses, jerrybanfield.com/free courses. You can go redeem all these for yourself. You don't have to pay or you don't have to sign up for Skillshare Premium. Now, if you do, Skillshare Premium is just 99 cents. So the really cool thing in this ad is that I've also got to do a little affiliate marketing in this ad. So this is really cool because when I did a Udemy coupon, I didn't use any Udemy affiliate links. So anyone who went and purchased a course on Udemy, after clicking my free link, I didn't get anything out of that. With Skillshare, if anyone signs up for a Skillshare premium membership, it's only 99 cents for the first 3 months each month. I get $10 every time that happens. So this is an incredible setup here. I'm going to show you how I scale it up. But let me get to something that's really critical out of this. We're 10 minutes in here. Let me hit into something. How did I even come up with this to start? And I'll try and open up the window so I can see the chat comments over here as well. I will stop for a second. Thank you, Jeff, Muhammad, Hacker Rai, M3, Lama, Clash, Gamer XP, Ala Makhalfi, Ahmed, NASCAR, MJ Electronics, Bahavani. Thank you all for watching on YouTube. I appreciate it. I will try and go over and look at the Facebook Live comments as well. Over here, Matthew Palmer, good to see you. Matthew says, I'm glad you're back on Facebook ads. I'm Gaster's back. I'm happy to be back as well. So here's how I got to this. Now, I'll show you. Let's look in my ads manager. I'll zoom out here. Now, I'll show you something that's important to what I'm saying here. Now, look at all these Facebook ads I've ran, and let's see if it'll even do lifetime here. I've got 122 campaigns in my Facebook ads account, more than $100,000 on ad spend, an average of 16 cents per thousand impressions. So that's really sweet to me. I'll show you the performance and clicks here if it loads up. I've got just tons of clicks. Now, here's the problem. I was running my Facebook ads constantly for about 3 years. So I always had some kind of Facebook ads running. I was getting page likes. I was getting video views. I was getting clicks to website. I was trying to make course sales. I was doing conversions. And the problem when you're doing something all the time is it's hard to step back and look at the big picture. And I've seen this with a lot of people working online and clients. When I turned my Facebook ads off, there was one guy who wrote paragraphs talking about all kinds of argument with what I did and all kinds of things about defending how great Facebook ads is. Facebook ads is very powerful, but it's just like a gun in the sense that a gun is powerful too. And you can use a gun to have fun and go shoot some targets, make some loud noises, or you can use a gun to shoot or kill yourself or someone else. It's a very powerful tool, and it's to be respected and used carefully. Well, the problem is when you use something every day, it gets to be easy to start not using it carefully. It gets to be easy to take it for granted and not see the big picture. And with my Facebook ads, doing them every single day, I started losing the big picture. Facebook ads produce what I would say is an addiction. Because Facebook ads, unlike a lot of other things working online, provide instant gratification. So I've just made, you can see this is what I'm talking about. I just made these ads yesterday, and Facebook ads have driven me over 700, more than likely, enrollments I would not have gotten if it weren't for these Facebook ads I'm running. So these Facebook ads provide instant gratification. Well, what's the problem with instant gratification? The problem is you often, if you're like me, become dependent on it. And I started literally setting up my entire business based on my Facebook ads. So I guess my deleted campaigns, I also have 485 deleted campaigns here that don't count. So I have 122 active campaigns and 485 deleted campaigns in my Facebook account here. On just the ones that are in my account here, that's 77,000 in ad spend. And then maybe it'll total up the whole account here. So the problem is when you do something every day, when you're in the middle of doing the work on something there. Now you can see the full stats for my whole account there. $103,000 spent on Facebook ads. When you're in the middle of doing something every day, you lose track of it. For example, if you're in a forest logging, if you're cutting down trees every day, it can be easy to get lost in cutting down trees every day. At some point, you need to step back, get up on a helicopter, look up at the forest you're chopping down, and think about what is really worth it in what you're doing. So with my Facebook ads, taking a month or more off has helped me a lot to step back and see, what am I doing in my Facebook ads? I've shown 840 million Facebook ads. What am I doing with them? What am I trying to accomplish? What's the best? What is the right thing for me to do with my Facebook ads? What's that laser-focused thing for me to do with my Facebook ads? What's the most worthwhile thing for me to do with my Facebook ads? Not what can I do to get the very lowest cost likes. I already have 2 million likes on my page. Do I really need more page likes? I mean, 2.2 million. Why would I spend more money on page likes? And I've got all the clicks you could want. I've got my average cost per click is about a half cent. I don't just need clicks. I need my ads to really do some good. And not some good for me. My ads need to really do some good for other people. So I've got a complete free education available in all kinds of professional technical skills on my website. That's something worth offering. And when all the people redeem all these classes and enroll in all these classes, then guess what? That'll do me some good in the long term. So the best Facebook ad I've ran had essentially, I just gave up. When I created the ad, I just gave up on trying to make sales. I gave up and on trying to get anything back. And I just focused on what I was giving. What am I giving? Am I giving something really good? And in this new ad I'm doing the same thing with, I hope I'm giving something really good. I hope I'm giving something that someone over in India or Pakistan or Indonesia or Nigeria, South Africa, Madagascar, along with all the countries you usually advertise in, I hope someone sees this and is like, wow, this is incredible. I can learn all these skills online. I can watch all these videos totally for free. And then maybe I can start working online doing this. I want to give something that is really helpful all over the world. And then someone might see, man, I can get a complete education for 99 cents for the first 3 months. You know what? For 3 months, I'm going to watch every course on Skillshare. So someone might see this and be like, wow, I didn't know that I could get all these amazing courses for 99 cents on this website. So I hope my ad is providing something really helpful. Instead of trying to make me more money, that my ad gives the best of what I've done for free. And then from there, I will get back. From all these students on Skillshare, all my courses will then rank higher. From giving all this goodwill, people will start talking about me. They'll start sharing more of these things. So the best ad I did on Facebook got the snowball effect rolling. It got a core group of people who were just blown away that someone would make a paid course with hours of brand new video and just give it away. And that got people talking. Have you seen this guy? He's crazy. He made this course and just gave it away. I got a free coupon to it. And everything good that happened with me making hundreds of thousands on Udemy all comes back to me making a really good free offer. And yet, it's uncomfortable to do this. It's real uncomfortable to do this. Now, picture, I've made these courses are a product of 3,000 plus videos I've made online. These are my top asset in terms of making money from me online. And they're all free. All of them are free up here. All my best assets. It's like I have a store and I'm letting everyone just run in and take everything. Now, the beauty of it, it's digital. Every time someone takes something off the shelf, a new one magically appears in its place. So that's the cool thing about online. These 700 and some students haven't really taken anything away from me that I can't keep giving to you. So I'm blessed that after months of advertising on Facebook and mindlessly doing the same things over and over again, that after taking a month off, I got a really good insight one day. And the insight was just this. This is the only kind of Facebook ad you need to run. You don't need to run any other ads. You don't need to collect email addresses. You don't need to get signups. You don't need to make sales. You don't need to sell people anything except perhaps a Skillshare premium membership. You don't need to send them to your Patreon. You don't need to try and get them to sign up first. You just give them everything you've got for free, and you trust that this will give you back everything you want. You do something really good, really generous for other people, and you trust that you will get back from that. So I'm grateful I got that insight. And once I got that insight, I said, okay, now it's time to go to work applying that insight. And now I'm going to test it in different formats too. So right now, all these are listed on my website. However, I realized I could try putting all these directly in a Facebook post. So I could actually try putting all of these in a post on Facebook so people don't even need to come to my website. So I'm going to test out different formats and see which of these work the best. So I just started this. And now another thing I don't need to worry about. People often, they go in and they analyze every individual aspect. All right, well, you got 2 shares, 3 shares on this. You've only got 30 likes on it. That sucks. That sucks. Your engagement sucks. You suck. You're horrible. I don't need to worry about anything on this except enrollments. If people are enrolling, then I am accomplishing my bottom line. And my outlook on this is, how much am I paying for an enrollment? Yesterday I spent $6 yesterday. I got 753 enrollments. My active student count went up yesterday, and that was just the very first day. So the more enrollments I get, the more new students. So I got students who went in and enrolled in a bunch of different classes yesterday. There were probably a few people who went and enrolled in like 50 different classes. And even if they don't use it, even if one student enrolls in 60 classes and doesn't use it, that's great because it gets my overall student numbers up. One thing I've noticed on Skillshare, I'll take you over here, shawty, I can take you there. Where's that coming from? So I'm going to search for Jerry Banfield. What you'll notice on Skillshare is that my courses, the ones that are the best, aren't ranking the highest. It's the student count that's the best. So even if I just get a few students every day who go and enroll in every single course, this is going to boost all the rankings of all my courses across the whole website. So you'll notice this course is the first one with less than 100 students. So I just searched for my name. So I'm not competing with anyone else here. These are all just me. So all the highest ranking courses are the ones with the most enrollments. All the lowest ranking courses down here are the ones with fewer enrollments. Now, some of these people just hated them and left a bad review, but most of the ones down here are the ones with fewer enrollments. So even if I just get more enrollments, that is exactly what I'm looking for. So yesterday I spent $6 and I essentially paid for over 700 new enrollments yesterday. So I'm going to keep doing this. And I also am getting Skillshare premium signups as well. So the beauty of this is that it doesn't make concrete sense. I didn't set out to go back and do Facebook ads. I knew over a month ago that I needed to stop doing all my ads. I needed to stop, pause all my ads, quit doing everything with my Facebook ads, and just wait until insight would come. Just stop. I knew I needed to stop, and then I got an insight that I needed to start again. So I'm grateful today I'm willing to take some space from something. So at this point, I will end the Happier People podcast part of this, and I will go into showing how to create and scale up what I'm doing in the Power Editor here. I hope I repeat things a lot. I say things in different ways because that's how you learn. You need to hear things lots of different ways saying the same thing. And I hope I've effectively communicated the best of what I've learned after years and a lot of money on Facebook ads. My exercise for today is a part of my Happier People podcast I do every day on YouTube and Facebook and on my podcast on iTunes and Google Play. My exercise for today is to think about what I'm giving. What am I giving to people? Am I giving people the most I can stand to give them? Am I giving everything I can give without giving to the point where it takes too much? For example, if I go give all my money away, that's probably not a productive form of giving when I've got lots of debt. But if I give all my classes away, it doesn't cost anything. It can help a lot of people. So thank you very much for watching this episode of Happier People Podcast. And now we continue with the tutorial if you're on Facebook and YouTube.